You know, sometimes as followers of Christ, we are called by Him to do things that we might not quite understand why we're being called to do that. We might even disagree with what we're being called to do, but we're still called to do it. We might consider what we're called to do wasteful, a waste of time, a waste of effort, a waste of resources. We might even consider it completely useless, that there's no value to it. It's not going to do any good, but we're still called to do it. We see that in the gospel today with Simon Peter and the nets. You know, they had been fishing all night. They had been spending all night casting these heavy nets into the water. And of course, the nets got heavier as they got waterlogged, and pulling them back in and casting them in and pulling it in. It's not as much fun as recreational fishing. You know, sitting in a boat, casting out, sit there, reel in, cast out. You know, pretty simple stuff. Not that easy. Not that simple. And they've been doing it all night long. So they were probably very tired too. You know, they've been up all night, they've been doing this casting and everything, and they were just ready for bed. But yet, they did it. Simon Peter did it. He trusted in our Lord. He probably thought it was a waste of time, but he went out and did it, and he followed our Lord's command. And what happened? They reaped a great reward. They reaped a great number of fish. The gospel tells us they reaped so many fish that it filled both boats and actually overfilled them because they began to sink. The number of fish was too heavy. They reaped a great reward. Our Lord was able to work a great miracle because of Simon Peter's faith. This is the same faith we see in Isaiah's vision. Isaiah has this vision of God calling someone to be the prophet to Israel, to proclaim the word of God to the people of Israel. And how does Isaiah respond? He accepts that mission. Mission which comes from the Latin, to be sent. He accepts the call to be sent as the prophet of Israel. When we accept a mission, we are accepting the call to be sent. St. Paul realized he had a mission. He realized after his conversion that he was being sent to proclaim the gospel to the whole world, not just the people of Israel, but to the Gentiles, to all the other lands. And of course, this is a mission that he received through the grace of God, but he realized this was his call, his mission. This is the same mission that we have, as disciples have. Our mission is to proclaim the gospel to the world, to bring the good news of Christ to the whole world, especially those who have never heard it, especially those in our community who may have heard of Christ, may know a little bit about Him, but have never heard the good news of salvation proclaimed by Christ. And there are many in our world today, many in our region today, many in our community today who have never heard the gospel of Christ. And that number is growing. But we are also called to bring the good news of salvation back to those who have heard it once before, but then fallen away. Maybe they've fallen into sin. Maybe they've fallen into apathy where they just don't care. We live in a culture that if it's not important, then just, I don't care, I'm not going to do it. Maybe they've fallen into that. We are called to bring the good news to all the people who need to hear it. Our response should echo the prophet Isaiah in the first reading today. Here I am, send me. Send me to those who have never heard the gospel and who need to have it proclaimed to them. Send me to those who have fallen away and need to be brought back. Send me to bring them back. Of course, on Wednesday, we begin the Lenten season once again. Lent is a great time to reflect on and accept our mission. So this Lenten season, may we echo Isaiah and respond to God, "Here I am, send me."